Today on the Dark Side of Dental Records Show, remains found at the Carlton Reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. A prolonged search for Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie also uncover at least three other bodies. Ex-surgeon confesses that he took his wife's body out of an airplane over the ocean. These stories and more today as we dive into the dark stories and the dark side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of...
That it is. And if you like our program, keep us on the air, become a Dark Sider, get access to all of our episodes in advance, all commercial free. You get bonus episodes as well, all sorts of extras there. Go to darksidepod.com or patreon.com and search Dark Side of. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on over there?
You said that so dramatically. Oh, it's kind of like Keith Morrison asked me what was going
What's
on.
What's going on over there in the murder she shed at your house?
This just popped in my head. Like, do you suppose he talks like that when he's out for dinner with his friends? Like it would be really weird and fun and like, I think I would just stare at him the whole time. It's like, oh my God, that voice.
There's sometimes where you listen to the interviews and he's just kind of like spouting off. I've heard somewhere he's like swearing at them. He's like, what the bleep is that?
But he doesn't do it in his Keith Morrison kind of voice. No,
it's much more just like him just kind of like, just conducting the interview where it's like, this is really intended to be on camera, but ends up being on camera.
Because I'm assuming he's got kids and stuff like, when they were in trouble, like they'd walk in, he's like, and she came home.
Oh.
And is she leaving again?
So you think,
you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it would be weird to have him for a dad.
It looks like curfew has been left by a few hours. Someone thought that it wasn't so important. That's the exact same thing that Miss Gabby Petito thought one night as well. You know, it's like, oh my God, what are you doing, Dad? Like, I'm just telling you a story. It's a cautionary tale that maybe you can learn from someday so you too don't end up.
I just never thought about that till just now.
Like, I totally plan on doing that with Harper, you know, when she gets older, then she comes home and like a curfew is like broken. I'm like, it looks like Harper's showing up late today. Just, shut up, Dad. Just like throw like a bottle at my head.
Well, it's like, it'd be weird to like be his wife or date him because it would be like, and so I thought we could go in the other room. It's like,
Maybe we can get intimate. Maybe possibly pull some of our clothes off of our bodies, rub our genitals against one another, and then slowly come to a climax.
But all that said, I really like him. Yeah. I really, really do. I just, all of a sudden, I thought of him as a real person, and I don't think I'd ever thought of him as a real person.
I went to a doctor's appointment yesterday, and my doctor started talking to me about Dateline and some case, because I said, like, I was from Wisconsin. He's like, oh, I just saw some story on Dateline about some murder in Wisconsin, and he was telling me about it. And then I broke into Keith Morrison. I'm like, so you're telling me there was a murder near the Green Bay Packers? I wonder what those Packers thought about that murder so close to an NFL stadium. And he just like looked at me and he started laughing.
I wish I could do that voice. Yeah. That's good. I think it's great.
It was great. It was really the most bizarre doctor visit I ever had. But, actually, he was a really nice doctor. He was really fun and friendly, and it was fun. But it's just like, I've never had a point where I had a routine checkup where I could break into Keith Morrison. It happened to be at the time where he was doing a prostate exam, too, but it was really kind of awkward. And I was like, what exactly is going on right now with those fingers? I thought this was just an exam.
Oh, that would be funny. You've got to do that, please. Although if he's got his fingers up your ass, you're probably not going to be thinking of that.
But what if I just started speaking like that while he was doing that?
I would give you money.
My doctor, what are you finding up there as you reach around? Is there any signs of any foul play? Oh, God.
Oh, dang, we always getting off track.
Let's go to our first story here today on Dark Side of. We got the dental records that show remains found in the Carlton Reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. And let me stop this audio that's playing as I try to pull up the story. It's from CNN. The FBI's Denver office said Thursday that remains found a day earlier in a Florida reserve, nature reserve, are those of Brian Laundrie, who disappeared last month, just days after his fiancee, Gabby Petito, was reported missing. The FBI said dental records confirmed the identification. Two local detectives visited the Northport, Florida home of Laundrie's parents shortly before the FBI made the announcement. Chris and Roberta Laundrie have been informed that the remains found yesterday in the reserve are indeed Brian's. Family attorney Stephen Bertillo said, "We have no further comment at this time, and we ask you respect the Laundrie's privacy at this time." An attorney for the Petito family, Richard Stratford, said they are not doing interviews. "They are grieving the loss of their beautiful daughter," said Stratford. "Grabby's family will make a statement at the appropriate time and when they are emotionally ready." So, okay, I've been predicting this for pretty much the whole time, saying I think he's going to show up dead. He's shown up dead. It still does not explain the actions of the parents over this last month.
Well, and I think the mysterious thing is they just haven't shared anything.
No.
You know, normally you hear something, and it just seems like the only thing I read is like he went out and ripped up a sign some protester put up in their yard.
There's video of him like just mowing his lawn, and people are like, you know, heckling him, and he's just ignoring them, mowing his lawn. It's just like, what the hell? Like, just as a human being, the fact that you are not communicating with the family of Gabby to be like, look, I don't know where our son is. We don't know what's. I mean, it's just like,
Yeah, obviously, that's what everyone finds so strange, because normally people would be saying, you know, if you're listening, please call us or let us know you're okay. You know, you need to come and talk to the police. We need to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, you do some kind of message in the media for the missing person. And they just seem to have, it just seems to be very cold.
Exactly. It's not human. It's just so bizarre. I'm like, what did they have the con? Because the thing is, he came back to them. The whole family went on a camping trip after he returned. They all went camping together.
What I think then,
and then,
you know, if I'm getting the facts straight, and I don't know that I am, but they left together and then they came back, but he never did. Where did you leave him?
No,
like, where was he last you saw him?
He came back and he told him he was going to go for a walk in the nature preserve or go for a hike over there, which would be insanely stupid considering how dangerous it would be at that time. So, like, my wonder is in the fact that they are not, like, out there searching for him or anything until, like, the authorities did and they finally found him a month later was, what did he say? Like, I'm going to go kill myself? And you're just like, well, you'd fucked up. Have fun. Go do it. What the fuck? It's almost like they knew the whole time that he was dead, and they're just like, just waiting for you to find his body. I don't know. There's just something. I think there's something criminal going on with those parents, and I don't know what.
And in the meantime, this poor young woman has been murdered.
Yes.
And her family is going through hell.
Yeah.
And it very much looks like your son did it. I mean, I don't get who else would have done it. He drove literally halfway through three quarters of the way across the country.
Yeah.
Maybe all the way across the country. He went a long ways in her car and never offered any explanation. Like, wouldn't you be like, what?
So all of his actions made no sense socially. All of the parents' actions made no sense socially. What Sean said, because we've been covering this story on episodes with him over the last couple of weeks, he said today it was, well, do you expect much more? Like, the way he acted didn't make any sense, you know, in terms of societal norms or how you would act. Look at the parents. How are they acting? Somebody taught this kid how to act at some point in their life. And it, yeah, you're exactly right. It's like just kind of without regard or with little empathy to other human beings. It feels like these people don't have many or much empathy. So it's very likely and or I guess understandable why he wouldn't either if you grew up in a household that didn't show that and does it certainly does not demonstrate it today from an observational standpoint.
I can't. And, you know, like, excuse me, I think his sister, you know, she came out and she was like, you know, turn yourself in or.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of did what you kind of expect family members to do. And I feel really bad for her. Like, that would be a lot to live with. And she's getting horribly harassed. And she didn't do anything. She's the sister. It's just, I mean, that would be horrific to live with that. Like, if one of my siblings, if it looked like they killed somebody, I couldn't defend him.
Like, no.
I'm sorry. They're deal breaker.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's just, I mean, I have kids and people are like, you don't understand until you have kids. I used to always hear that. I have kids. I'm sorry. There are deal breaker moments. And that would be one of them where I'm like, I got your back until a certain point. Like when it comes to like this sort of shit. No, sorry.
Right.
Like there's just. Like, when you have kids, you're not, no, I do. I have kids. I understand. Have I not been in that position? No, I have not. But I know I have limits as far as what.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't love your child.
Sure. But there's a difference between loving your child and like lying and deceiving others and hurting others at the behest of your child's disorder, whatever the fuck it is that has allowed them to go down this path and they're going to drag you down it too. No, I'm sorry. No, they're not. Like, I'll be there to try and help them make the best of whatever life they have left after those horrible decisions. But I'm not going to enable that sort of shit.
I just don't get it.
No, it's a messed up thing. An interesting thing with a prolonged search for Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry, it's uncovered at least three other bodies throughout the search.
Because they found one where she was.
Yeah. Over the last 2 months, as they searched for signs of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry, authorities uncovered bodies of at least three other missing people, bringing closure to families otherwise left to wonder what happened to their loved ones. Starting on September 11th, investigators began searching for Petito, 22, who had been reported missing by her mother. Then, just days before, she'd been found dead in Wyoming from strangulation. Laundry became the subject of a search after he, too, vanished. Lawyer for Landry's family told CNN that authorities likely found Landry's remains on Wednesday. But on September 18th, after there had been reported Landry sighting at a Walmart in Tillman's Corner, Alabama, police found the body of a homeless man during a search of the area. The man's name still has not been released by the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. The body was located next to a dumpster, and detectives continue to investigate the man's death. On September 28th, while searching for Petito, authorities in Wyoming recovered a body of a missing hiker, Robert Lowry, a 46-year-old father of two from Texas. The Houston man was first reported missing August 20th. He was found dead at the base of the Teton Pass in Brigger Teton National Forest. The Teton County Coroner's Office has since revealed that Lowry died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. His remains were found 40 miles from where Petito's body was found. Local investigators said they received important clues while searching for Petito that led him to Lowry's body. When several people reported seeing laundry in Blue Ridge Mountains, search teams in North Carolina's Watauga County discovered the remains of Joshua Cauldron, 33-year-old Rhode Island man, was murdered, according to the National Park Service. He had been stabbed to death. Cauldron's body had been dumped along the Blue Ridge Parkway, authorities had said. Other outlets are reporting a fourth person, Sarah Brayard, was found in Colorado as police searched the area for clues. Petito and Landry have posted photographs of their same area on their Instagram, but in this case, police were not searching for them when they discovered Brayard's body along highway in El Paso County on October 14th. A cause and manner of death for Brayard have not yet been made public. So, that's interesting. There's all these other deaths that have kind of been uncovered while searching for her.
That's really, really weird.
Is it? I mean,
like, I could see like one.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, but how many did you just name? Three? Four?
All you got to do is say, hey, there's a hot young blonde girl that's missing, and suddenly you find bodies everywhere.
Well, and you sadly have a point there, because there's been a lot of people, you know, like, there's a lot of missing people, and, you know, there's strong evidence that suggests something, like in this case, maybe not, you know, the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But they don't get the attention this one did.
No. I've been saying, you know,
and this was scandalous, and I don't want to in any way dismiss what this family's going with or going through, or lessen the importance of finding out what happened.
Sure.
I think the issue is that there's other families who have gone through similar things, and nobody really seemed to care.
Yeah. It's a very scandalous story. There's a lot of moving parts to it. It's a little more, I guess, involved than the average missing woman story. But had she not looked the way she did, I've been saying this in the beginning, I don't think you'd have the same amount of coverage.
And it's, now, I do think there's something very sensational about this case, which attracts curious people. You and I are attracted to true crime.
Well, and I'm not saying either that it's the media's fault. And I said this the other day with Sean. I said, but here's the deal. I'm not blaming the media on this. I'm blaming human nature, because what the media does is they respond to what's getting the clicks, what's getting the views.
Uh-huh.
And if the hot young blonde girl is getting all the views for being missing, guess what? They're going to cover more, because it's getting more clicks than the other missing person story right down the row that doesn't quite look as attractive as her. And is it wrong then for the media outlet to feed into or report more on what the public is saying they are more interested in? Or is it the public's fault for saying we're more interested in that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it really comes down to, what's the problem here? Is it the media doing it, or is it more so the public saying, we want more of this, and the media going, okay, we're going to cover this because you told us you want more of that.
Well, and you're right. It's all about clicks and views and everything.
If that wasn't there, I can guarantee they wouldn't be covering it the way they are.
Now, I do think this one, they probably would be, because of the, you know,
the salacious,
it's a bizarre story. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's like a perfect horror storm of everything.
Now they found him dead, and I'm assuming he did it himself.
And now we're never going to know what the fuck actually happened.
No.
And this will remain an unsolved mystery.
I would have to say, you know, maybe the parents, this is just how I feel, but maybe the parents suspect that he, you know, it's like, look at the evidence. It does look like your son did it. But I highly doubt he told them anything.
Yeah. Well, the sister even said that when they were on the camping trip that nobody talked about it at all. which I find hard to believe. Oh, you got back. She's not, she's completely missing. Let's have a s'more. Let's not talk about that at all. None of it makes any sense.
No.
But now here's the thing though. Now we can officially say this. Q conspiracy theories. Of it not being Brian, of it being something else, and they were both killed for some reason, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. I think, in reality, it's pretty simple. They got into a fight, he had a temper, he killed her, maybe unintentionally, but killed her, was very ashamed, didn't know what the fuck he was doing, was embarrassed, tried to get on and move on, realized it wasn't that easy to do, guilt and depression overcame him, and he killed himself in the fucking swamp. And I think that's probably the end close of the story.
What I never have understood, though, okay, understand all of that, but after you killed her, you've got access to, you know, a little bit of money he got out of her account. He's got her car. Can't be driving the car forever because they'll find her, but he didn't even try to get away. He drove straight home.
And he didn't go far from his home either. It was like 20 minutes away where they're finding the body. So he
was. I just think that's so strange.
I think he went and killed himself right away after leaving that house. But here's what I find very strange. The parents didn't go out looking for him. If your kid, I don't care what fucking age they are, if he comes back and he goes, "Is all this is going on, all these people are questioning what the fuck's happening, I'm going to go out for a walk or a hike or whatever." He doesn't come back by a certain time. I don't care if it's alligator or snake infested. If it's my kid, I'm going out there looking for them, even if I think they're guilty of murder. Not because I want to get them off, but because I don't want them to die or kill themselves out in the middle of the fucking woods. And they're just like, "Let's mow the lawn tomorrow. I don't want to talk to the family about Gabby because, you know, maybe..." They just seem like utter cowards. And I hate to be like dogging on people of somebody who just lost their son. But I'm sorry, they have just demonstrated themselves to be just shitty human beings over the last month towards the Petito family. They got whatever's coming at them.
Yeah, I think they were just missing that element of, compassion and human
completely
nature and caring. And like, I get that your son's involved somehow.
Yeah.
You know, he did drive her car all the way home. But maybe you don't believe that he killed her. But wouldn't you at least be like, you know, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
We feel so bad for what happened. We can't imagine it. And, you know, the guy could be, he could have, my guess, is had some kind of total mental.
He could have, yes.
Breakdown.
And again, that's where, like, as you're the parent going,
because that's the only thing that makes sense.
Maybe it's not a good idea to go walking through the alligator infested swamp right now, honey. I know you're under a lot of stress. I know this is really confusing and really difficult. How about you just really should stay here right now. And if he's not going to, that's when you call authorities and go, "I have someone who's under mental duress and they need to be hospitalized."
And the authorities should have stepped in.
Yeah.
They should have stepped in.
Right away.
Fuck
did he get to hang out there for 2 weeks without anything, you know?
But as soon as he came home, you know, it's like, I'm not going to talk to you, you know, talk to my lawyer or something. Well, get on it then. Get your lawyer because we need to talk.
Yeah.
And even if the guy doesn't say anything at all, you still need to go that far with it. It just,
it makes no sense at all. It'll be interesting to see what the parents say as time progresses. Obviously, this is a new major turning point in the story, but I think there's still more to be said, and I'd be interested to hear what comes out. One more story today. Ex-surgeon confesses he took wife's body out of the airplane over the ocean. This is one you sent me. Robert Brainbaum, a former plastic surgeon who was convicted of murdering his wife in 2000, confessed to killing her and throwing her body out of an airplane after more than three decades of maintaining his innocence. Breen Bauman, experienced pilot who had been convicted of circumstantial evidence, was serving his 20 years to life prison sentence when he made the chilling confession during a December 2020 parole board hearing. It was the first time he had admitted to the crime since his wife, Gail Katch, disappeared in 1985. Her body has never been found. I wanted her to stop yelling at me, and I attacked her, according to the transcript obtained by ABC News. When asked how, Breenbaum said he strangled her, wanted to say, I went flying. I opened the door, then took her body out of the airplane over the ocean. The transcript said he also told the board he killed his wife because he was immature and didn't understand how to deal with his anger, according to the transcript. His admission shocked everyone involved in the case because it was the exact theory prosecutors had presented in court in his 2000 murder trial. I was like, holy shit, are you kidding me? Said Dan Bibb, one of the prosecutors who brought Breen Brown to justice. I was just stunned because I always thought that that day would never come, that he would own up, take responsibility for killing his wife. Breen Brown remains in prison. His next parole hearing is scheduled for November. So, what's the goal? Is it just getting it off your chest? Is there like a, I say this and now you take a little more pity on me and let me out? I don't get it.
All I can figure is that the guy just couldn't live with himself anymore. Like maybe he actually does have a conscience.
Maybe. And
I don't know, because it was like he had never, all these years have gone by. Yeah. And he denied it and denied it. And then he just blurts it out. Yeah, I did it. Here's how I did it.
Honestly,
that's so strange. And I had no idea you could be flying a plane and just push someone out like that. Like, I don't know. I guess you put it on autopilot and you can get up and move about the cabin.
You know, I'm honestly surprised that we don't hear more of this. And I mean, I guess it kind of requires you to be a pilot to be able to fly on your own and push a body outside of a plane, which is probably not a lot of people that are able to do that are also killers. But I guess that's really kind of the perfect way to get rid of a body, though, isn't it? I mean, out there in the middle of the ocean.
You'd never find it.
You never would. No, I mean, that's like, it's way better than a forest. I mean, it's just like, it's gone. It's out there. Wow.
I mean, imagine how many people, maybe not with a plane, but put a body on a boat, gone out.
Yeah, I suppose you could do a boat too. I guess I'm overthinking it. I'm thinking you need the airplane to do it.
I mean, either boat. One.
Yeah. Well, so many times it's funny where you hear the stories of somebody's body coming up and it's like, and it's just like in the bay of this or that, or it's like right by the shore. It's like, why the fuck did you do that right there? Like, wouldn't you like go way the fuck out, spend the extra manpower and just row yourself in if you have to? I mean, if you really want to hide that thing, wouldn't you go way the fuck out there? Not just like by the dock at the Hooters, you know?
Somebody, like it was a convenient spot. Yeah. I just pulled over and
went out there for 4 minutes, just dropped her off. Like, that's not going to work.
And that one made no sense to me to have been. And then he was convicted of it.
Yeah. Maybe it's
it was all circumstantial.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's like those of us who are not murderers can easily see the errors in these ways, going, that would totally not work. That's not a good idea. But I guess that might also be part of the problem, where it's like someone who does see the logic in murdering someone is like totally disconnected from what you may have to do to cover this up. It's like the two skill sets don't merge.
Like, in his story, he said, she wouldn't quit yelling at me, so whoops, I killed her. I don't believe that. My guess is she might have been dead prior to getting on the plane, and that might have been his way to dispose of her. Maybe, I don't know. Like, if you can just go, hey, I'm going to fly my plane today. Excuse me while I carry my wife's body on it. But it just seems more premeditated than that. Or maybe it's like, she just wouldn't shut up, so I had to kill her.
Yeah. And
didn't know what to do, so I'd push her out. It just seems like that was pretty convenient.
Yeah, it seems very convenient and just bizarre. But my God, there's a lot to the story. It's actually on a new episode of 2020. Is that correct?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It looks like there's an interview on 2020 where this story is covered in depth. So if you want to see like the full...
Is that like tomorrow night on Friday?
I don't know when it's on.
October 22nd?
And it's covered by John Stossel. So it's like, so you killed your wife and threw her out of an airplane. Why'd you do she's that sort on, of thing? No, I'm totally leave? Making that up. Oh. It's not John
Stossel. I was like, he's back on that
no,
show?
No, it's not. He killed her wife. He's trying to do like Keith Morrison type style shit, but it's all in John Stossel's voice. Then he pushed her out of an airplane.
Really fast.
But was the airplane really up to standards? Did he get a good deal on that airplane? We went to the airplane dealer to find out. Now, I think Stossel is he went over to Fox News. I don't know if he's still.
Did.
I don't know if he's still doing anything, though, because he wasn't a good fit over there. Like he fit 2020. He fit ABC well. I don't know. It just seemed like it was a weird move for him. Let's see. I'm Googling John Stossel.
And the thing is that, excuse me. Thing is, it might not be the best fit maybe for him, but they give him some good money. Oh, you can make it work.
I'm sure it's all about the money. In 2019, Stossel launched Stossel TV. Oh, this is great. An online channel which distributes weekly videos via social media platforms. Video challenge assumptions about the effectiveness of government regulations and programs, illustrates how free markets help people live better lives, and teaches principles and benefits of a free society. That sounds like a great platform for social media. Because who doesn't go to social media to learn about the effectiveness of government regulations and programs, illustrations on free markets and how to help people live better lives, and how to teach principles and benefits of a free society? That fits great on TikTok.
Yeah, it sounds really fun.
Stossel TV. Great idea, John.
I'll make it something catchy. The kids will love it.
Stossel TV. Here's this weird guy with a mustache. It looks like he should be on to catch a predator. He wants to teach me about the effectiveness of government regulations. What? God. That's just the disconnection that so many people have now. Like, I he was entertaining, but this just shows total disconnect from what to do. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. If you like our program, become a Dark Sider. Sign up at patreon.com, search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. Get all of our shows ad-free, as well as bonus episodes as well. Darksidepod.com or patreon.com/darksideof. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.